All right, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to stand over here in front of you guys. Not that they don't matter, but today is your special day, so I'm going to be over here. And since this is a message for you guys, I'm going to keep it really, really short. Well, not that short, 7 minutes. Jennifer, I'm going to remember that, all right? All right. I'm going to ask you guys a question. How many disciples were there? How many disciples? 10, 9, 12, yeah. There was one of them, and it's a trick question. I haven't asked the question yet. How do you know the answer? I haven't asked. No, yeah, that was true. One of them was bad, but there was a guy, one of them, his nickname was Doubting Thomas. Anyone know the name of Doubting Thomas? Anyone know? Thomas, of course. That's why that was his nickname. His name was Doubting Thomas. And guess why they called him Doubting Thomas? Because he doubted a lot. In fact, one time, Jesus spoke, and he told him to wait for a little bit, but I'm coming back to get you. And Doubting Thomas had a question for Jesus. He says, hey, Jesus, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus answered with a very simple saying. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Just three things. Avengers, can you repeat after me? Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the truth.
And Jesus is the life. Let's look at the first one. Jesus is the way. How many of you have ever been lost on your own? Maybe you went to Disney World and your parents got so excited about Mickey that they left you behind, right? Okay, Valerie's been lost before. It's pretty scary. In fact, when I went to Disney World with my family, I have two nieces, and it was a big group, and then we left my youngest niece, by one of the rides, and we're like, hey, where's Kristen? And it was pretty scary for me, right? And I can't imagine what you guys go through. You know, when I was 7 years old, I actually got lost with my sister. And when I was seven, I lived in a state called New Jersey, a very small state. And we lived in this apartment complex, and there were like probably hundreds of these apartment buildings. And the thing is, to a seven-year-old's eye, all of them looks the same. And it was only probably about half a mile of buildings. But you know, when you're young, it looks like a million miles, right? It looks like it goes on forever and ever and ever. And one day, my sister and I, we were playing. And guess what happened to us? We got lost, right? We were playing. We ran up there. And we went over there. Soon, we didn't know where we were. And we were like, how do we get home? And we didn't even know our address. Kids, learn from Pastor Steve's mistake when you were seven. At least know your address, right? Then you can ask an adult for help. But I didn't even know our address. So you know what? My sister and I, we started thinking, what do we do? And my sister had a great, great plan. At least we thought so at the time. She had a pencil. It was a sharpened pencil. And she said, let's do this. We'll throw the pencil in the air. And wherever the pencil points, that's where home will be. That points the way to home. And I was like, that's a great idea. It's going to work. So we threw the pencil in the air. It landed on the ground. It pointed that way. So we started walking until we couldn't go anymore. And it wasn't actually our home. So we're like, okay, let's do it again. So we threw the pencil in the air again. It landed, it pointed that way. We went that way again. And guess what? It still wasn't home. And you know, we did this for about 2 hours. Every time we threw a pencil, it pointed in the direction we went, and it didn't take us home. But that was the only thing that we could do to find our way back home. Eventually, somehow, it was a minor miracle. We kept throwing the pencil. We followed the pencil. Eventually, we got to a place where we recognized the area. We're like, thank you. right? We're so happy that we found our way home. But what we really didn't, what we really needed wasn't a pencil to point us the way. It would have been better if we had a person with us that we trusted that knew the way back to our home. Isn't that right? We needed someone to point the way back home. I know as kids, the world can be kind of big and scary at times. Believe it or not, I was a kid at one point, right? You might be thinking that's when dinosaurs like walked and you know stuff, but I was a kid at one point. And I understand that the world can be a kind of a big and scary place. And sometimes we do feel lost, right? Sometimes we literally get lost. And sometimes we feel lost in school. Sometimes we feel lost at church, maybe even lost in the family. But the Bible says this, wherever you are in your walk with God, Jesus always knows the way. He is the way. Jesus is someone that we can trust who can help us to go where we want to go. Jesus is someone that we can that can help us grow to be the boys and girls that we want to be. And Jesus is the one we can trust that knows the way that can help us to get to heaven. So the first thing is that Jesus is the way. And it's going to go a lot faster from this point on, okay, I promise. The second point is that Jesus is the truth, right? What does it mean to be that Jesus is truth? And it's simple. When someone always tells us truth, what are we saying about that person? That person is a very truthful or honest person. That's right. And so, did you know that according to the Bible, that it's impossible for Jesus to lie? It's impossible, right? It means that Jesus is a completely honest and trustworthy person. There's another reason why he can't lie. He has his words that created power, but that's for another sermon. But the Bible says that he cannot lie. He always tells the truth. So guess what? If he makes a promise to you personally or in the Bible, it will always come true. Why? Jesus is the truth. He cannot lie. But it also tells us that this also describes Jesus' character. If you don't know what that character means, that's who you are in the inside, the way you think, the way you make decisions. If you're kind, that's a character trait. If you're patient, that's a character trait. Honesty describes Jesus, which describes his character, which means for us that we are also, make Jesus our truth, it means that we are supposed to follow him in his character as well. We're supposed to follow his example, his life. We're not going to get to that point yet, but his character as well. Each of us, we're to follow the character of Jesus. So the first thing was that Jesus is the way. The second thing is that Jesus is the, and finally, Jesus is the life. Adventurers, I can tell you right now, very honestly, 100%, I am who I am today because of Jesus. Everything that I have is because of Jesus. And if I have done anything good in my life, it's because of Jesus, 100%. Without Jesus, I have no idea where I would be today. In fact, I can't imagine my life without Jesus. And to be honest, I can't imagine your life without Jesus too. When I meet a child for the first time, their family, you know what the first thing that enters my mind? How do I lead that child to Jesus? That's the first thing. Because it breaks my heart when a child grows up without knowing Jesus. And I'm so happy that Jesus is in your life today. As adventurers, we are always a follower of Jesus wherever we are. Not just at church, but we follow Jesus at home. At your school, you're still an adventurer. And your moms and dads at work, they're adventurer parents at work. When you're playing, guess what? You're still followers of Jesus. When you're eating, when you're sleeping, you're still followers of Jesus. Because Jesus is our life. So as you follow Jesus this adventure year, let's always remember that as adventurers, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is God bless you guys.